Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
That was very powerful. How did you do? Raise your hand. How did you do it? What? About your hearing. Raise your hand if you'd like to say. Yes, Prabhu. So how did you do on your hearing? Thank
you.
Yes.
I found that it is a little bit difficult.
Because everyone was chanting so
everybody
loudly.
Everybody chanting and I have to hear myself. So I was needing more energy to hear. But I was determined to hear it.
And?
And I was determined to hear it.
And?
And I heard.
Hari Bol! Determination. That was wonderful. Do you like to distribute prasadam? I could tell. Really? You like to distribute prasadam? Very much? Anyone else like to say how they did? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Bol, Prabhu. Thing was that first few mantras, maybe we say 3-4 mantras, it was okay. I was able to concentrate. Then on next mantra, when I chanted Hare Krishna, during that time I got distracted. But then I tried to pull myself again back and concentrate on Krishna, Krishna immediately. Then Hare Hare, then Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare, that was nice. But then again, Hare Krishna, during Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare, in first line of the mantra, that time I was getting distracted more than on the second line. I don't know why, but it happens always.
But don't think about why. That's the most important thing. Because the mind will capture, I don't know why, I always get distracted on the second part of the mantra. Maybe it's because of something to do with the first part of the mantra. And the second part of the mantra is not so good as the first part, but that doesn't make any sense. There's no philosophy like that. So I don't. And then we could be completely lost. So keep it very simple. Whatever your mind tells you, just bring it back to the task. And be determined and to hear one mantra. One last, yes, Paul. The mind is tricky. At least mine is very tricky. It makes the mind. My mind makes me think. The thought that I'm thinking about now is the most important thing. And then suddenly, it can change to something else being the most important thing. And therefore, we have to learn not to trust our mind. Bandharatmatmanastasya yena maivatmanajitaha. We have to learn to focus our mind on the holy name, to bathe our consciousness in the divine and holy name of Krishna. That's what we want to do. So simple. Listen to what... Go ahead, Paul.
I was able to concentrate better, but because of trying to concentrate deeply, I was forgetting to roll the bead. And I missed that at least 2-3 times. I'm trying to deeply concentrate. There was no sensation or, I couldn't roll the bead.
First experience of ecstasy. Stunned, yes? But you heard? Oh, how wonderful. Did you feel happy as you were hearing? But don't start thinking, am I feeling happy? I heard that mantra. I heard the name of Krishna. Am I happy? How happy am I? Am I happy as he? Am I as happy as this one? Don't. Just the mind will play all kinds of tricks. Listen to this. This is one of Prabhupada's Bhagavatam purports in the fourth canto. as soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, this is about meditating on the form, because Dhruva Maharaj is being asked to meditate on the form of the Lord, and with along with the mantra. What mantra was he chanting? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. As soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the forms of Krishna, Rama, and their energies. And that is the perfect stage of trance, samadhi. But one should artificially not try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna. But when the chanting is performed offenselessly, the Lord will automatically reveal himself to the view of the chanter. The chanter, therefore, has to concentrate on hearing the vibration. And without extra endeavor on his part, the Lord will automatically appear. So the appearance of the Lord, whose responsibility is that? That's his responsibility. He'll appear when and if he wants to. But what is my responsibility in this? When the chanting is performed offenselessly, the Lord automatically reveals himself to the view of the chanter. The chanter, therefore, has to concentrate on hearing the vibration. Very simple. Please take out your beads. This time, we'll just chant just three mantras or so. But I would suggest we chant... Okay, the three mantras we can chant all together as loud as you want. You can chant so loudly that His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is in Jagannath Puri right now, I believe, and he probably will be able to hear you. But then after that, I'll say chant at your own speed, the speed that is most comfortable for you. And then it's probably better we chant a little more softly so that we can hear ourselves chanting. But before we begin, please make your sankalpa. Know what you're doing. Why are you sitting here? I'm going to chant. I'm not going to listen to my mind. I'm going to just simply bathe my consciousness in the sound vibration of Krishna's holy names. And then let him deal with me as he likes. That's his part. But my part is to hear his holy names. Just one mantra, or one holy name, Hare Krishna Rama. And remember that if we don't make the sankalpa, nothing happens. That is, so much of Krishna consciousness is based on Krishna's mercy. But here is what we do. We try our best. We become determined to try our best to hear one mantra. That is an exercise of our free will. And if we, by our free will, take one step to Krishna, how many he will take, we don't know. 10, 100, but if he takes even one and he's taking the step that Lord Vamandev took, it is sufficient. Because he's here anyway. He's here in the form of his holy name. He's here in our heart. Okay, please make your sankalpa. Become determined. Please become determined and be detached. And if your mind wanders, bring it back. Try again. Hear it, one holy name. Be determined. Okay, you ready? Be determined. 1, 2, 3.
Hare Krishna.
Now chant at your own speed. Continue. Be determined, chant at your own speed. And just be determined to hear one mantra. It is wonderful if you can hear one mantra. Be determined, be detached, and bring your mind back. Hear one mantra. Hear Krishna's holy name, that's all. One name, one mantra. A mantra sar. Be determined. You told you know this charity, bring your mind back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Be determined, one mantra, Hare Krishna. Just hear. Hear the mantra. One mantra. Just hear one mantra. One name. Krishna. Krishna. Hare. Srimati Radharani. Go back to the same point. Just hear one mantra. Just hear one mantra. Be determined. Be determined. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Okay, okay. Hare Krishna, okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay. How did you do? Raise your hand. Tell me how you did. How you did on hearing one mantra. Raise your hand if you're able to hear one mantra. And then it was better. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Very carefully, very attentively.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
In my efforts to hear every sound vibration very attentively and to withdraw from the sound vibrations which others were making,
yes.
I was tempted to close one of my ears.
Yes.
Because I thought that is also a part of determination to chant attentively. Is that right thinking?
Did you do that?
I did that. And
how did you, was your hearing improved?
Yeah, then I was able to hear very attentively.
Very good. Very good. Because the essence is hearing. Whether we chant fast or slowly, like this, if we hear, although sometimes we have to be careful if we're in public, how we look, but the essence of the practice is hearing. Mahaprabhu actually didn't care how he looked. Lokabhaya, I don't care. The ecstasy overwhelmed him. But we should hear one mantra. Would anyone like to say what trick their mind tried to play on them? Yes. Mind tricks.
Hare Krishna. As soon as I started chanting, mind started giving excuse, you know, you got up early in the morning, 3:30. Now you're tired, you know, like you cannot chant more.
Did you
now.
Tell your mind, yes, you're very tired, so yes. Why don't you take some rest now and I'll chant.
Then I started thinking, anyways, you know, I came for a seminar, so let me chant, let me take advantage of this, and let me listen to the holy name. Then again, mind started saying, no, you cannot chant, you know, because you got up early and you're feeling really sleepy, you know, like, so you cannot go ahead. So I then some other, you know, struggled for a few mantras, and then I got a success. Like, you know,
what did you do?
Then I just closed my eyes, and I usually chant in the morning, keep mantra, like a mantra card in front of me somewhere, you know, sometimes when I could not concentrate. And just thinking I was holy name and, you know, listening properly, like, and it was going smoothly then, like, perfect.
So you overcame it?
Yes, by your blessings. Like.
No, by your determination. By your wonderful, thank you. Anyone else like to say a trick of the mind that occurred and how they dealt
with
it?
Can I ask a question, Prabhu?
Huh?
Can I ask a question?
Oh, yes, Prabhu.
While chanting, can we try to see the mantra in the eye of our mind?
Some of our great acharyas have recommended seeing the syllables of the mantra as a methodology of focusing the mind. The point of that is to focus the mind. And if we are able to focus our mind and hear better, yes, it's wonderful.
When I chant, I find that more easy than hearing. Whether I heard or not, I don't know. But I'm not sure. But I am sure that I am seeing it. When I see it, it becomes more easy.
More easy to chant,
like, you know, Hare Krishna.
To chant, and what is your mind doing?
Actually, I'm able to maintain the continuity in seeing the letters as I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Okay,
Krishna,
what is
Krishna,
what is your mind doing then?
Occasionally, the mind goes somewhere and then comes back.
And you're focusing it, and are you hearing?
Yes.
You are hearing?
Yeah.
Well, then that's wonderful.
Yeah, but I may not be able to hear without visualizing the mantra.
Fine. The point is in the hearing. And as I said, actually, Srila Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj placed that as a methodology. He actually mentioned that. You can put up a card or something like that. And in the Japa book, I actually put up a... there's actually somewhere in here. There it is. If you like to do that, if it helps, but don't. The point being, what I like to do is concentrate on the sound vibration, and then what helps that, do that. But don't make something complicated. Make something very simple, because the mind will trick us into trying to create something complicated so that we can do something very simple. Like when I first got my first computer, I thought this will save so much time. And later, boy, I found out. Don't try to do something complicated to actually end up doing something simple, because you end up complicating your life. And this is what modern civilization is, as Prabhupada would say, modern so-called civilization. The whole purpose of everything is to make things as complicated so that you have a simple life. But the simple life part never happens, because we need a computer, we need a dishwasher, a sewing machine, a washing machine, and we need a supermarket and malls, and we need just to make our life simple so we could have some free time to relax. And is that what happens? That's certainly not what happens in Bombay or New York or anywhere else. We get entangled in the complexities. So keep it simple. Keep it simple. I saw one Maharaj years ago. He liked to do that very much. What he did is he just simply took his pen and wrote it out on a piece of paper, and he put it in front of him and he concentrated. So if you're going to do that, keep it simple. Some devotees, as soon as they open their eyes, the world, their chanting becomes a lot more complicated. Because then they'll want to chant and download their emails at the same time and look at the computer screen and this and that. And I just want to answer one letter. And as soon as the mind starts moving and moving faster and faster, it's just so hard to slow it down. So therefore, what I emphasize, just trying to keep the task as simple as possible. But that's, many, many devotees find that very useful, and I also find it useful. Yes, Prabhu. I remember one devotee who wrote a computer program that had the mantra going in front. He was just learning basic at that time, programming. And he had the mantra going in front of him, and then he had to design it so he could adjust the different speeds according to how fast he wanted to chant. And that's called getting entangled in the complexities. Just so you can chant in here, why not just chant in here?
Hare Krishna.
That's the point that I would like to make. More than anything else, is you can do it, actually. How many of you felt that you, in that simple five-minute period, chanted better than you usually chanted? We might not have chanted perfectly. I also did. But we chanted better than we usually chanted, which means that we actually do have some freedom to chant better, better meaning more attentive rounds. And it's not just the fact that I've been speaking about it so strongly, that helps certainly. And it's not that so many devotees are all doing the same thing. But it's also that you decided, I'm going to do it now and I'm not going to do anything else. Unless we come to that point, this will be an inspirational workshop where the results will vanish in a week or a week and a half. Unless we understand this very simple point that actually, if I try my best at what? At hearing one mantra, that I can improve, because Krishna will help me. And that's the issue, to bring my free will into my dealings with Krishna while I chant my japa. That's the issue. I'm bringing my free will that I want to be. And Prabhupada even said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one of his purports, that the most important instruction that the spiritual master gives the disciples is to chant 16 rounds a day. But he wasn't saying chant 16 offensive rounds a day. That's the instruction. But chant Krishna's name. This is the most important thing. This is your time with Krishna that you take every day anyway. Be determined to be with Krishna, or at least to try your best at that time. And take that with you. Yes, Prabhu, I'm sorry.
Hare Krishna. I have noticed one thing when we tried this one mantra at a time.
No. One mantra.
One mantra. With
not at a time.
One mantra.
One mantra, the one I'm chanting
one
now.
One mantra.
Only.
So when I tried with determination, I was alert. And I was fully conscious that I have to achieve it. What I noticed that all the time when I chant in the congregation, I hear them, and this time I was hearing myself. So that was more distinct and clear compared to what I'm hearing about the others. This is one improvement I noticed.
So that was by Krishna's mercy.
Thank you.
And you did your part of your very clear, focused determination. The clear, focused determination is our part. But your success was Krishna's mercy. But it is such a wonderful thought that here, and we'll speak about this tomorrow, that here is one soul. What is your name, Prabhu?
Balakrishna Das.
Balakrishna Prabhu. The Balakrishna Prabhu is here, sitting in Mumbai, amongst so many devotees. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has decided to give him some mercy and allow him to hear one mantra and the holy name. And I'm not saying this is that it's true. That's why I'm saying it. That there's a personal touch in this. And that personal touch with Krishna is what every soul is longing for. And if we can just see it, then that makes life a lot better. That we're, and to know that we're in Krishna's hands, it just doesn't depend on me. And therefore, Vishwapurna Sukhayate, Prabodhananda Saraswati, has said that the whole material existence that we continually condemn as Dukalayama, Shashvatama, Nitya, Sukha, Loka, it can become Sukhayate if we can just be there with Krishna and understand, as Prabhupada says in one purport of the Bhagavad Gita, that a devotee lives in the mercy of Krishna. I will ask you this question, not to raise your hand. I won't ask you to raise your hand. But how many of you individually, personally feel that Krishna is protecting you? He's with you. He's protecting you. I'm not asking you to raise your hand because this is not something that has to be or should be shared. You know, you talk to whoever you want to about that. Okay, everyone for a second. Just close your eyes. Just for a second. And just for a moment, accept, even from the experimental point of view, just for the sake of the experiment, just accept that it's real, that Krishna is actually real, and he actually has a relationship with you, and he actually loves you, and he's actually taking care of you. Just accept that point, that you, for a moment, that you're not in this separated from Krishna, that you have a relationship with him, and that aham bija padam pita, that he's like a father caring for a beloved. Just accept that for a moment. Okay. How do you feel when you accept that Krishna is taking care of you? How do you feel? How do you feel? It's a lot more peaceful inside, isn't it? And tomorrow what we're going to talk about is the topic of namasraya. Feeling. What is the feeling? That feeling is feeling sheltered. And all the anxiety we feel in life is this feeling of non-shelteredness. That I have no shelter. And indeed, we block Krishna out and it's a shelterless world. So what we want to do, and but not, we want to take shelter of Krishna's holy names in this simple way of bathing our consciousness. And most of you had your eyes closed, but I had my eyes opened a lot of the time, and I saw our Chaitanya, little Chaitanya, who is sitting here. Is he here now? But he was, even a child, it's so simple, and I make it so complicated. This boy was chanting. I'm sure he's not an ordinary boy, but he was chanting. He didn't have his beads. It's a child can do it. And I think I'm better than a child. I'm so complicated. I can't do it. My mind gives me so much trouble. But as our Prabhu has said, he became determined. There was an obstacle. And he became determined. And there was an obstacle for you, Prabhu. And you became, and somehow or another you became determined and you pushed your way through it. You didn't listen to your mind. You said, I'm going here, I'm going to listen. And Krishna reciprocates. He's there. A very simple point? Yes. One that I need to learn very deeply? Yes. Okay, Prabhu, maybe we can save your other point for a little later, because I want to make sure we have some japa in here in practice, because I'm going to ask you tomorrow morning when you chant your japa to please try this. Please try to do this. Please. And then we'll speak about how you did, because it's away from the group. But with the push and momentum of the group tomorrow morning to some degree. But try it tomorrow and we'll see how he did. Okay, right now I'd like to chant japa. And four simple principles. First, just try to hear one mantra. Don't make the task complicated. Hear one mantra. Be determined. Without determination, this is what I've learned from this. Determination is my part to bring into this, and it means everything. It doesn't mean everything in the sense of nothing else has any value. But if I don't become determined, then nothing else will have value in the sense, unless Krishna decides to, okay, he really needs help, this one over here. He's not determined. Splash some mercy. But if I don't take advantage of it, be determined. Be determined to what? Simple. Just hear Krishna's name. This is what Prabhupada said. Just hear the sound. Bathe the consciousness in the holy name of Krishna. One mantra. Keep it simple. One mantra. One holy name. Not one round at a time. One, all my rounds. Or one. I'm going to listen to all my rounds. Or even this one round, just keep it simple. The mind likes to complicate things. And the mind likes to complicate things, get it moving fast, and then whew, don't let it trick you. Just hear one mantra. Be determined. Try your best. That's the determination. To try your best. And part of that is, if the mind wanders away, okay, let it wander away. I mean, not let it wander away, but bring it back. But it's going to happen. And be detached. Oh, I wasn't able to listen. Oh, lament, lament, lament. Feel sorry for myself. Don't. Just be detached. Our freedom is now in the mantra we're chanting now. Okay, determined? Vijay, what is it? You're initiated now? Prabhu, what's your name? Yeah.
Balram Leela Das.
Say again.
Hare Krishna. Balram Leela Das.
Balram
Leela Das.
Leela. Wow, what a wonderful name. Why did Maharaj, your Guru Maharaj, give you that name? He didn't tell you. Have you been to Ramgat? Raise your hand if you've been to Ramagat in Vrindavan. Oh, it's nice there. It's very, very secluded. And it's right across the Yamuna River from Bandiravan. Such nice places. Have you been in Vrindavan? What's your favorite place in Vrindavan?
Imlital.
Why?
Actually, Mahaprabhu chanted so many around there.
How nice. Mahaprabhu sat and chanted japa in Imlital. Okay, here we are in the presence of wonderful lords in Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan with the holy names in the association of devotees. Let us try to hear one mantra. Determine. Determine, okay? Be determined. Focus. One. We'll start just with three mantras together and then go at your own speed and a little more softly. One. Be determined. One, two, three.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Own speed. Own speed. But be determined, your own determination, to bathe your consciousness Krishna's holy name. That's sound vibration. Simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Be determined, for wherever the mind wanders, bring it back to hearing one holy name. Okay, just don't stop, keep chanting, but see who has kindly manifest himself to us. Krishna and Gopinath are the same. Call to him, Krishna, Krishna, and hear the mantra. One mantra, keep it simple, or one holy name. One holy name, one Maha Mantra, one, but be determined. Here, one mantra. Be determined. Keep bringing the mind back to the task of hearing one mantra. Listen to one mantra. Be determined. Be detached. Bring your mind back to this task. Simple task. Keep it simple. Bathe your consciousness in the sound vibration of Krishna's holy name. Okay. Okay, okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Could you, a nice melody, a very sweet, soft melody. Could we have the microphone over here, please? A nice Hare Krishna melody. But because we have the fortune of the presence of their lordships before us, let us give them some our attention. And please hear this wonderful prayer by the glorious spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is from Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. Extracting the four syllables that are the very heart of the Vedas, Lord Hari makes the word Narayana. Day and night, chanting this name, we will become purified. We do not know any better way to please Lord Hari. Let the twice born enter the fearless kingdom of yoga, Vedic study and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we will spend hundreds of thousands of births chanting the holy name of Lord Gopinath, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments are like a host of blue lotus flowers blooming in a grove of yellow flower-bearing kadamba trees. If the opulence, or if the knowledge of many millions of universes were clustered together, they would hardly equal a small fragment of the glory of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna's holy name is my life. It is the goal of my life. It is the means I will employ to attain the goal of my life. This prayer, next prayer, is by Srila Rupa Goswami. I am drowning in a painful, fathomless whirlpool of repeated birth and death, O Lord. O friend of those who have no shelter, O effulgent moon of mercy, this one time, quickly extend your hand to save me. O Lord Yadavendra, I am fallen. When I remember your name is Dinabandhu, the friend of the fallen, I become encouraged. And when I hear that you love your devotees, my heart trembles. O Lord, no one is more merciful than you, and no one is more pathetic, low and fallen, more needing mercy than me. I am very low and very fallen. O Lord Yadunath, please reflect on my case and do to me whatever is appropriate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
like to do now is we'll have one more japa session, and then we'll open up for any questions. And also, we have some of the japa books. Where is it? They're outside. Outside, and if anyone would like to get one, I'll sign it after we're finished. Okay. Be determined. Remember what the task is. Just listen to one Hare Krishna mantra. And let us begin. One, two, three. Chant at your own speed this time. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, chant at your own speed. Be determined. Nothing happens unless you bring your free will into this. Not nothing, but be determined according to your best capacity. Try your best to just hear Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Be determined. Be determined. Be determined. Be determined. One mantra, one holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Be determined. Hear one mantra. The holy name is Krishna. Hear one Maha Mantra. Please listen to one mantra. Rama, Rama. Krishna reciprocates with our attempt. Let us attempt. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You can do it if Krishna allows. Try your best. Okay. Okay, why don't we stop now? Now, how did you find this time? Raise your hand and let me know. How did you find this time? The ability to concentrate. We need the microphone over to our Prabhu here.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. When I determined to listen one Mahamantra, at that time I was finding difficulty. But then when I decide to hear one word only.
Make it Hare, even simpler.
Hare Krishna. So when I heard Hare Krishna, automatically all the remaining words that comes, you know, it's good hearing in my ears.
So how did you find to make your determination? Because there was something, we can't say it as a distraction, but we changed the focus. How did you find that? And then going back to chanting, japa. How did you find that? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. It was actually wonderful to bring the mind back every time. Mind was tending to stray away, but it was obeying when you try to bring it back, and it was very pleasant experience. But there is a voice which comes in the mind which says that you don't deserve to enjoy chanting.
You don't?
Deserve to enjoy the chanting. That I understand that until the anarthas in the heart are completely cleared, one cannot chant nicely. So whatever...
So who was that voice? Was that Krishna? Or was that your mind telling you, don't, you can't chant. You're not allowed to be happy chanting. Yes, that's a terrible person. You shouldn't be happy. Is that the mind, or you think that's Krishna?
It's the mind.
Yeah, so what should we tell our mind? Don't tell it anything. Say, okay, send me an email later. I'll attend to it. Now I'm just going to listen. Okay. No, but. Later, you tell the mind. Later, later. You can give me all the trouble you want later, but now I'm going to chant Krishna's name and bathe my consciousness in Krishna's holy name. And Krishna is so kind to me. He's allowing me to hear his holy name. What do you think of that?
Actually, there is one more message which is coming. It says that you are enjoying it now, but it won't last.
Never mind. I'm just going to hear one mantra. I'm so much more fortunate if I hear this one mantra than if I don't hear it. So if it doesn't last, I'm so fortunate that I've heard one mantra. But don't carry on that conversation. Just hear. Because the mind will say, how do you really know? How do you really know that you know? So now isn't the time for philosophical dialogue, but it's the time just to hear. And that's exactly what we have to become determined about. That I'm just going to hear now. Did you want to say something, Prabhu? Yes. What's your name?
Jayesh.
Jayesh, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
I was able to chant properly, attentively, but I was feeling very tired while chanting.
Yes.
And this was distracting me to chant properly.
Yes.
So what to do for that?
Well, there's a good reason why you're tired, because it's already 9:15 right now. But aside from that, while we're chanting, I've seen it happen that many times when I'm tired, that if I can just hear the Maha Mantra, the ignorance that causes the tiredness, which is an anartha called laya, it will vanish. But usually we're not in this situation, hopefully, where we're chanting our rounds late at night. In the morning we shouldn't be so tired. But yet, if we hear, there's so much pleasure that comes from connecting to Krishna through his holy names, that that often will just wake us up. Okay, last comment and then I'll, for any questions. Yes, we'll give Mataji a chance because so far no Matajis have spoken.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. For me, when we attended your last seminar, from there till now, I feel it's getting better, no doubt about it. But just now when I was doing it a couple of times with you, the third time got a little easier because the determination was stronger.
Yes.
So I guess the determination part of it really works.
Well, that's what I'm seeing myself.
Yeah.
That determination, that's my part to bring into the relationship with Krishna, that I'm committed to chanting properly. Make that commitment and be determined to follow, and it really helps. I'm not going to continue chanting the way that I've chanted for maybe for so many days, so many years, so many rounds, so many lifetimes maybe, of being very superficial. I just don't want to do that anymore because I'm not getting the result that I'm longing for. So yes, determination.
How do you keep the rhythm and just keep having the determination every day that passes by?
I don't have it equally every day, Mataji. But at least some of the times I can place my concentration on my determination on chanting one mantra, one name, like that. So I'm not equal every time, but one thing that helps is if you give enough japa classes, you become more determined to do it. So you should help others. Because there's such a difference. I see it. If I've chanted good rounds, good meaning tasty rounds that I want to keep chanting, it's not a chore, and I've heard mantras, then my consciousness is so much better that day. So why keep torturing myself by allowing my mind to continue its crazy ways? So it's in my interest to be determined. And the more we become convinced about this, the more it's easier to become determined. And then also, we have to decide what we actually want in life. And do we really accept that this is the means? Chanting Hare Krishna is the means? Is this going to give me the desire? The Krishna, what I desire? So we study Shastra, and we'll speak about this tomorrow also. Good question. Anyone else have a question or a comment? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, in your book which you've written in Japan, on page number 26, second paragraph, there's a statement which you make, don't even attempt to hear only one mantra at a time. This will push the mind to think of the future, demanding to know how long we plan to hold it captive. Please, can you explain this?
What I mean to say, don't try to hear one mantra at a time, because we want to have it one mantra. Because if we think at a time, then we think that there's more than I'm going to have to do this for in the future. So as soon as we start thinking of the future, the mind gets more passionate. Better to keep the mind on the present and understand that my freedom isn't to chant one mantra at a time, because then I'm thinking the next mantra, and then the next mantra I'm going to have to chant one, and then the next mantra one. Just keep it as simple as possible, just one mantra. Do you follow what I mean? At a time, does that imply you're going to chant more than one mantra? No, if you're going to chant one mantra at a time, does that imply that you're going to chant more than one mantra? Does it imply you're going to chant one more mantra? So the mind starts jumping to the future. Oh, I have to chant one mantra so many times. So as soon as you start jumping to the future, it complicates things and it makes the mind think of the future, which makes it more in the mode of passion. And we have no ability to say that I'm going to chant one mantra, that I'm going to chant attentively the next mantra. Our only freedom is the one I'm chanting right now, so keep it as simple as we possibly can. That's the point of that. Do you follow what I mean, or not actually? As soon as we add at a time, you know that your mind's going to say, oh, I have to chant many mantras. And each and every one of them, I should only listen to the one at a time that I'm chanting. So keep it simple. Keep it as simple as possible. It keeps the determination that is really required very focused to hearing the sound vibration that I'm chanting right now. Because that determination is required. The mind will wander. It will get tired. It will get distracted. And that determination is going to be our best friend. Because that's what we bring in. I want to be a devotee one birth at a time. Well, never mind that. We're leaving it to next birth. Just now is your time. If you want to become a devotee now, what do you do? Then you do something. Every day is an opportunity for me to be a devotee. Certainly it's true. But never mind every day, tomorrow and the next day. Just now. No post-dated blank checks. Keep it simple. I mean, that's the point anyway. It might not be expressed as clearly as it can be, but that's what I meant. Forget the future. Now. Just let me hear Hare Krishna, 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 like that. Anyone else have a question? Is that all right? Okay. There's Prabhu back here.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. One problem which I faced in all the three times is that when I say Hare, that sound echoes in my ear, and till the time that sound stops echoing, I realize that I have completed saying Krishna, and I haven't heard it. So what to do?
Hear Krishna. Very simple. Try it right now. Be determined to hear Hare, and then be determined to hear Krishna. Go ahead, say it.
Hare Krishna.
Well, first be determined. I'm going to do this, and then do it.
Hare Krishna.
Did you hear both?
Yes.
Okay, now say it faster as if you were chanting japa. But
Hare
be
Krishna.
Determined first.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Did you hear Krishna?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't know what your task is, you cannot accomplish it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Just bathe your consciousness with the holy name of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Try your best. You can do it. That's the interesting thing. Yes, and then after. Someone else? And then just another, maybe one more question after this one, because it's getting late, and then everyone will be tired tomorrow, and then it will be harder, more difficult to
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, means my problem earlier is that when I chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, means in that syllabus, Hare, I chant means four Hare. Means I think that I have not chanted Hare, so therefore I repeat one syllable.
So, don't do that. Pronounce each word very clearly, and that might help you if you have if you have the mantra card in front of you, maybe, if, just so you break that bad habit. But don't do it. You cannot do it. I mean, by chanting the Maha Mantra the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. It's important not to develop bad habits in the beginning, because bad habits, once they're habits, are harder to break, more difficult to break. So chant the mantra properly. Let me hear you chant it right now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Means sometimes.
Just chant one mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
And be very determined. Don't worry about sometimes. Okay. Because what will happen is you start chanting, and this won't even be the time. You've chanted it perfectly. And then your mind will start saying, what happens if I chant it wrongly next time? Oh no, it would be terrible. I should chant it properly. And meanwhile, your mind is neglecting what it's supposed to be doing. So don't worry. Just try to hear one Maha Mantra. Be happy. Okay, last question, and then we'll break. Whoever has the microphone, ask your question, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, sometimes in chanting, I going to go to sleep. And in sleep, mind convinced that, oh, you are chanting perfectly. But someone awaking, after 15 minutes, oh, my rounds in not, weeds go down, so I am sleeping. So how?
So you're dreaming that you're chanting?
Yeah.
Are you chanting when you're asleep?
In sleep, it...
my question is, are you chanting while you're sleeping? Because that's wonderful. Is that what you mean? That you're chanting while you're sleeping? Or you're sleeping while you're chanting?
No, no. When I chant, I'm going to sleep.
Listen to one mantra. Are you getting enough rest at night?
Yes.
See, I find that sometimes when I'm not really sleepy, I get sleepy when I'm chanting and inattentive. And a good cure for that is just hearing. So just try this. Try it tomorrow, because it is getting late now. And so try it tomorrow, and then we'll hear from the devotees how they did, okay? Please try and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra one time, very attentively.
It's not going to work.